Bottom of the hour, it's 2:30 on 88FM on Friday the 3rd of June 2022. And time for the afternoon show brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. And what a start to the show, because Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito is in the house in the form of George Tossel and Nadeem Karim. We had to talk about this.
The all-new Toyota Starlet has arrived at Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito, offering the Toyota promise of quality, durability, and reliability. The Starlet offers complete peace of mind and fun-packed value-for-money motoring. Powering you to the office or those weekend getaways is a more powerful new 1.5-litre four-cylinder petrol engine, delivering performance with incredibly low fuel consumption. And it's ready to play. Loaded with all the interior tech to make every journey unforgettable. Visit the team at Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito to check it out. We know you're going to love it.
And we do indeed. The team is in the house. In the house, George Tossel and Nadeem Karim, and the Starlet is a go. What a pleasure it is to welcome onto South African roads a vehicle that is going to change the face of motoring. Because, listen, everyone is looking for a vehicle that is dependable, that is reliable, that is nippy, and that uses very little fuel, and that is affordable. Again, we get back to that point. Nadeem, you and George, both of you, I must be extremely excited about this new product on your floor. Tell us about the Starlet.
Thanks, Dave. So the Toyota Starlet was launched in September of 2020. We've had tremendous sales with regards to the Starlet, and we've got the new model that's out now. We anticipate to be selling a lot of vehicles in the next year to 2 years on this model. It's got everything that every consumer would want, from basic functionalities of your Apple CarPlay, Android Auto across the board.
I wanted to talk about that for a second, because you know, we are obviously heavily invested in entertainment as a radio station and as a digital option as well. And a lot of folk have been almost in a sense disbelieving that connectivity on a digital platform now is available in a kind of entry level, if I can call it that, sector. Because the very expensive motor cars have had that option for a long time. But it's amazing to consider that now you've got a car that gives you so much more for so much less. And of course that entertainment, in-car entertainment aspect is really exciting. But you mentioned that it's been around for a couple of years already.
Yeah.
What does the new iteration bring that the older vehicles didn't have?
So we've got PDCs in the rear of the vehicle. You've got built-in Wi-Fi now. So with the...
How does that work?
So we have an agreement with Vodacom and with Netstar. Vodacom supplies with the data, which is 15 gigs on activation. That's linked to a customer's ID and VIN number when purchasing the vehicle. And Netstar have the unit that's fitted on the vehicle. So upon activation, Netstar have an option to contact the customer for a tracking device to be fitted. And how that works is you have like when you're at home, you have a universal password. You type that in onto your phone, it'll pick it up, and you log on.
So is this only for tracking, or
no,
can
no,
you
no.
connect to the
you can connect to
so
the internet,
for entertainment.
Everything on there. So your Spotify, your Google Maps, everything works on there.
88FM.
100%.
The app, just direct to your car. I like this car.
Just to come in here, the My Toyota app is actually an amazing app for any Toyota user. You can actually renew your license disc on a yearly basis through the app, where they deliver the new license discs to your house. You don't have to go and stand in queues anymore to renew your licensing. You can also at any time on the app access the location of your vehicle. So if son goes out for a night with your car or your daughter, you can actually track them and see where they're going.
And is this through Netstar or BidTrack?
Any Toyota vehicle that you buy now has got a Wi-Fi device and a tracking device already fitted onto it. But it's not a retrievable tracker. You have to activate that side of it. But at least you can always see where the location of the car is.
So you don't have to be connected to one of the tracking companies to be able to access those features that you've been talking about.
No, not at all. Everything will be on your mobile, on your app.
You know, it's like sci-fi for me to think about this, because that kind of feature was science fiction a while back. And now it's available in a vehicle that, correct me if I'm wrong, but this vehicle price point is under 300K, is it?
Yeah, the top of the range is 313,000, but it starts off at 226,000.
unbelievable. Yeah. That a vehicle that carries firstly the Toyota Airland, because that's the bottom line. It's with the brand comes the legacy of dependability, reliability, value, and now of course connectivity. It's just remarkable, and dare I say affordability, because let's get back to that consumption that we were talking about off air a little bit earlier, because everyone at the moment is really concerned about the cost of fuel, and quite rightly so. It is wicked. You go to the pumps and you've got to take out a mortgage, and if you're driving a vehicle that is thirsty, it's punishing at the moment. But the Starlet, you're talking about 5.7 mixed cycle per 100 kilometers. That means in town, on the highway. But if you get onto the highway for an open road cruise, you can drop that down lower to maybe 5.2, 5.3, which is ridiculously low. I mean, it's like a go-kart. And apparently it also gives you... It's zippy. It's not as one might expect, a kind of detuned old nag. This thing, explain to me the technology. It's a four-cylinder petrol engine, but it's got some punch.
Yes, it does. So with regards to that, on the new model, you've got a 9 kilowatt improvement on the engine, so it's 77 kilowatts. And the Newton meters of torque have been pushed up by 8 Newton meters or so. It's pushed up to 138 Newton meters of torque. So
so you're getting more power at a lower consumption rate, which is exactly what the doctor ordered. I don't know how the wizards did that, but congratulations on...
Thank you. And the engine's been improved. So the previous spec had a 1.4 litre engine, and now you've got a 1.5 on the new Starlet. So better fuel economy, newer technology, connectivity...
And it's a much better looking car as well. The styling is much more sporty. If you sit on the inside of the vehicle, it's going to make you feel like you're sitting in a half a million rands vehicle. It's got a big display.
I wanted to ask you about that, because often, let's put it to you this way. In the past, the baseline vehicles have been kind of Spartan. Mm-hmm. You know, they have been. That's what you expect. But not so with the Starlet.
No, the finishes on this car is amazing. If you sit in this car, you'll be sold. At first sight, the technology in the car, the usability of the radio. If I was a college student right now and I got together, this is my first car, it would be a very big surprise, because this car's value for money and features is just amazing.
Well, you know, here is the thing. We are living in an age of incredible, shall we say, desire. But it's also an age where the desire often can't be met because there's a massive shortage of supply across the board. So here, I'm just a little concerned. We're talking about a vehicle that I think everyone listening to this is going to want, certainly going to want to come and test drive and see. But there's not much point if you can't get stock. So we start talking about that?
So fortunately, with the Starlet, the vehicle's imported from India. So there's more than enough stock coming through our pipeline. So the Starlet's not an issue. We've got the Toyota Rumian in stock. We've got a lot of Toyota Urban Cruisers coming through. Those are all imported vehicles from India. We've got the Land Cruisers and the Land Cruiser Prados coming through. Land Cruiser 300 is still a massive problem. There's a massive global shortage on that vehicle and a massive demand for the car. And then obviously with the devastating floods.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The Prospecton factory or plant has been badly affected.
It was severely affected. It was the biggest disaster in Toyota's history internationally. They've never had a damage severely like that in Durban. Currently, they've got about, I think, 150 engineers from Japan assisting the factory, cleaning up and trying to assist where they can. It looks, by the looks of things... they are estimating to be at 25% of production at the end of July. So that's Corolla Cross, Hilux Fortuner, and Hi-Ace Taxi.
So they will kick in?
Yes, but I mean, at 25% of production, it's still very low, but at least they're going to get going there.
Start to trickle through. What happens to all the vehicles that were partially completed and almost completed? I believe they're going to, all of them...
Everything got squashed, yeah. It's about this... Yeah, there's a lot of numbers floating around, but I think it's about 4,500 vehicles that got squashed.
Gee, yeah. Oh, it makes you want to weep, because, you know, I'm just thinking we can make a plan.
Yeah.
But listen, good to know that you're keeping things going beautifully. Now, for anyone interested in organizing a test drive or popping into chat, because there's also finance available. And that's also important to talk about. If you are of sound credit record and looking to pick up a Starlet, you've got in-house finance available, don't you?
Yes, Dave. So we've got an amazing finance department. We've got two F&I managers to assist customers. We deal with all the banks, including Toyota Financial Services. We've got guaranteed future value. We've got very, very nice finance packages at the moment that can really help your installment. We are open for test drives. Our vehicles are parked outside to show to everyone driving past. And if I can just say one more thing, if there's anyone looking for Corolla Cross, Hilux or Fortuner or Land Cruiser, please come and see us. Place your order. Get onto the waiting list. Our waiting list is getting longer and longer by the day. Come and put your name down. Pay a deposit. As soon as those factories open up, we'll be able to supply you.
And a good thing about Toyota in this part of the world, Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito is one of the top dealerships in the country when it comes to customer service, customer satisfaction, which is marvelous, because often, you know, you know, small town syndrome, you don't get what you hope you will. But in this case, this is why we are so excited to be partnered with Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito on the afternoon show, because, you know, we talk the talk, we walk the walk, and it's so exciting to be talking about a brand new product that's going to find a huge amount of excitement, if we say that, hand on heart, in the marketplace. It's going to create a huge amount of excitement in the marketplace, because it offers you exactly what you're looking for at this time and in this place in our history. A vehicle that gives you comfort, reliability, performance, economy, looks, styling, connectivity. It's got it all, and it's got it all at a price that you could probably afford even if you wanted to run it as a third or fourth car option for nipping around in town and looking great. So guys, thanks so much for joining us. Listen, if you just join us, we're talking to George Tossel and Nadeem Karim from Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito, talking about the launch of the brand new Starlet. It's an awesome little vehicle. And if you want to hear the full interview, if you've just caught at the tail end and want to know why we're sounding so excited, well, pick it up on our catch-up apps, either at the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store, or just through our website. You've got a podcast availability there on the afternoon show where you can hear it all again at your leisure. George, Nadeem, thanks so much for popping through, and best of luck with the sale of the Starlet. Not that you need it. I'm going to be there shortly to come and hit a test drive, my China.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you very much.
This
thanks,
is what we're talking about.
The all-new Toyota Starlet has arrived at Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito, offering the Toyota promise of quality, durability, and reliability. The Starlet offers complete peace of mind and fun-packed value-for-money motoring. Powering you to the office or those weekend getaways is a more powerful new 1.5-litre four-cylinder petrol engine, delivering performance with incredibly low fuel consumption. And it's ready to play, loaded with all the interior tech to make every journey unforgettable. Visit the team at Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito to check it out. We know you're going to love it.
You're insecure, don't know.